Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
John and Ken show rolls on and on and on.
So what?
Stop. KFI AM 640. Live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, the moist line is, it's not tomorrow, but it's the day after that. We have a neat new way for you to leave a message. It's very high tech. It's the app. The iHeartRadio app. It's got a talk back button. It's a little microphone. More and more people are doing it. You know what, too? When he plays them, they blend in. I don't really... You have to kind of notice the sort of difference, but it's subtle.
Yeah, I didn't notice.
Yeah, you can pick it up if you're listening for it. It doesn't matter, though. You can call the Moist line at 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. We're going to talk now about an old friend on the John and Ken show, Congresswoman Maxine Battle Axe Waters. Remember that term? Today's a show with full of good old terms, like on the ropes.
Yes.
Battle Axe.
Yeah. Well, she
used to actually use that one on the air a bit. You don't do it as much anymore, but you did like it in the 90s. You did. You like to say that about it.
No, it's a good word. When you say, you know exactly what you're talking about.
Well, she sure got angry. And the El Segundo Times has a reporter by the name of Connor Sheets who went out to do a story about some events at a South Los Angeles office that was supposed to help the unhoused get emergency shelter. Well, that was the idea behind this. But an unofficial social media post promised that those who showed up would get rare vouchers for permanent subsidized housing. These are the Section 8 vouchers.
I have a question, and this is the
already?
This is the failure of the LA Times slop job reporter here, Connor Sheets. Unless I missed it.
What?
What was the unofficial social media post? What does that mean?
You mean what was it?
Who
Instagram,
posted,
Facebook? What was it? Or was it some other, some off-brand social media?
Who posted it that people believed it was real? Because they drew quite a crowd. I mean, how did all these people learn of this unofficial post? And that's why doesn't he explain things in detail? I don't know what the hell that means.
So an advocacy nonprofit group called Fathers and Mothers Who Care got swamped with people lined up thinking they were going to get these rare Section 8 vouchers. That's where they can put you into real apartment buildings that subsidize housing.
Yeah.
Well, there weren't any. So people
news.
Got angry, yes, because it was an unofficial,
oh, in other words,
erroneous post.
A false social media post? Again,
heated arguments broke out.
Was it from a government agency? Was it from some nonprofit? I mean, what made people believe there was credibility? Or is this a crowd that just... And they're all homeless people, too, that were screaming. So they all got their little smartphones and they all found this post?
They did.
That's weird.
Word spreads. It's just one person finds the post and they'll just share it with
free
hundreds
homes.
Of people who share it with
Look
hundreds
that.
Of other people.
It says here, free homes for everybody. Free homes.
That's right. Just show up at these offices. So what got Maxine Waters involved, I guess she heard about this, and she called in LASA. Now, that's not smart. The Los Angeles Homeless Services Authority.
What are they going to do?
They showed up too, but the crowd overwhelmed them. The way he writes this, they were unable to meet more than a small fraction of the needs. So they did give out a couple of Section 8 vouchers. I don't really understand what that means.
I don't know. This is a very, very badly written story, this Connor Sheets.
It happened again.
Not good at his job.
Dozens of people showed up at a third event, again expecting to receive Section 8 housing vouchers. Again, they were told they were misinformed.
Okay. Let me break it to these people.
And all fathers and mothers could do was take your information down.
Here's how it works in the rest of the world. I don't know anybody who runs to a bogus social media conferences and you demand a house and you get a house. See, everybody else, we've got to get jobs. And we got to work a really long time, and we got to save a lot of money for the down payment on the house, or at least save for a little while to afford first and last month's rent and a security deposit if you want to rent a place.
These are people that can't afford the housing that's available.
Can't afford because why? Because they don't show
Their
up for
jobs
work?
Are low wage.
Because, well, they have
These
jobs?
These are the working poor.
Do they have jobs?
Well, I didn't interview them.
They got plenty of time.
I know that
they got
plenty
of time to run from location to location. Trying to get a free house or a free apartment.
Well, yeah, people love free stuff.
And this is what was wrong when they created this welfare state 60 years ago.
Look how nuts people go when you and I would do an event and we just gave out free pens or something.
I understand that. That's
free bumper stickers.
But you know what? People who expect free stuff are generally losers in life. They are. And so what you have is for 60 years, you created a welfare state, which created an entitlement mentality. Now people expect the government is going to give them a free apartment.
Nice.
That's the expectation of the homeless. That's the expectation of this crowd running around from event to event. And somehow the government, meaning the taxpayers, which means the rest of us who work for a living, we owe you a free apartment. I don't know how they got this idea. I don't know, like, what was the rationale for it? It's like, I wake up in the morning and go to work, and I pay a fortune in taxes. Somebody else wakes up in the morning, doesn't work, doesn't pay taxes, but somehow expects that I'm going to give him a free place to live. Now, where did that concept come from? But look how it's taken root.
Have you no heart? Have you no charity?
Charity for people who deserve it. Not charity for people who have entitlement expectations. I exist, therefore I deserve a free house. No.
So here's the best part of the story, and we're going to have to get to it when we come back along with the audio. As I said, Maxine Waters showed up, apparently, and says she wore a powder blue pantsuit and had a black face mask pulled down below her chin.
Probably a powder blue wig, too.
She spoke to the angry crowd. Apparently, she dropped the F-bomb. You're going to hear that in the audio. And then she told the El Segundo Times reporter, "Do not run this story. You'll hurt yourself and the community trying to put this together without background. I don't want you to start trying to write it. You won't understand it."
You're going to hurt the community? What does that mean? Writing the truth? Writing what's going on? That people are running around screaming for a free apartment? That's what they're doing.
They did the story. We'll play the audio when we come back.
John and Ken, KFI. John and Ken Show. John Covell, Ken Champeau, KFI. AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
All right, digging through the story, we get more detail eventually from Connor Sheets. Connor Sheets is an El Segundo Times staff writer who was warned by powerful Congresswoman Maxine Waters not to do this story. It's a story about a whole lot of people that showed up expecting to get Section 8 vouchers for permanent housing, only to be told that was a bad online rumor. Now, this is the detail that we were looking for. Apparently, there was a posting on social media Friday, and it turns out it's Instagram. And it said, they're giving out Section 8 on Imperial in Vermont today, and on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Go get some help.
Yeah, who posted it, though?
But I don't know.
Can they... That's what's funny. Anybody
Well, can you tell? Just from naming the account?
Sure, if it says Lhasa, if it says Congressman Maxine Waters'
sure
office,
it wasn't Lhasa
or if it says, you know.
No, it's probably somebody that made up some charitable name or something.
If it's Reggie Laker fan 652.
This was somebody kind of trying to pull a prank.
Well, that's what's funny is because you read some kind of random prank nonsense on Instagram and suddenly there's a stampede. Again,
because people are desperate.
Really?
That's the theme of the story.
Well, why don't you provide the same energy? You know, go online. There's a lot of job services. And provide that energy. Make a stampede.
You don't know that they're all unemployed? Why would you make such a blanket statement?
How could you have so much time to run from place to place? Of course they're unemployed.
Oh, this woman had to cancel her doctor's appointments to get in line. She showed up at the Tuesday event at 5 a.m.
Right, because she read an anonymous Instagram post. Think about that.
Yeah, that wasn't the smartest thing to do.
Okay.
But we're desperate, and we believe.
No. They're not desperate. They want something for free. There's a difference. They just want free. They don't want to. What you have is somebody. We know the path to success, and it's showing up for work every day. That's the path to success. The path to success is not reading Instagram and then running for free stuff. Nobody, show me the person who has succeeded not working and just showing up for free stuff.
Trying to see this person's name here, Kelly. Oh, Linda Kelly, Operations Director of Fathers and Mothers Who Care. That's the organization here where all the people crowded outside their offices. And then Lhasa showed up, as we mentioned, the Los Angeles Homeless Services Agency. And she said, someone got issued a voucher. Their baby daddy or whoever was with them. And they posted it like, look, I got my voucher, and it went viral. Then Maxine Waters came and it went even more viral.
Okay. Somebody's baby daddy?
That's how this woman put it,
uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay.
This woman.
So this was a random post from unknown person.
Yeah. And
who might have had a baby daddy with her.
Yeah.
Okay. And so now you got the big crowd showing up and Maxine Waters is screaming at them.
So here is Maxine Waters, about a minute of what she tried to tell the crowd.
I want everybody to go home. And I want
you. We don't got no home. Okay. That's why we're here.
Miss McKinney took. Miss Waters, can you home? We're going to go too. Yeah.
Just a moment. Nothing is going to happen here today. Nothing is going to happen anymore today.
So, what about all these names?
What we going to
do?
That's why I'm here, and so I will be downtown with Lhasa. I will get the housing authority. That's why they came out here today. I made them come out here.
Mm-hmm. And right. I'm going to go. And you need to know why they're failing, because Blanca Jimenez repeated, we gave her several meeting requests for you concerning this in Lhasa for years.
Well, and now that you're here. There's nobody in Washington who works for their people in the
I believe you.
I don't want to hear that.
I believe you. So can we finish that?
No.
Work with me.
No.
Work with me so we can house people. That's what I'm doing.
I do every day.
What you do every day? I'm still on a damn street.
The money that you got.
She said that you should have this passing out.
In Washington, D.C.
Okay, that's what we do. We vote, babe. I will get it. I'm not trying to. Thank you, Matt.
It's a pretty chaotic.
400.
She said there, excuse me, there's nobody in Washington who works for their people any bleeping harder than I do. I don't want to hear this. No. Then she said, it's what I do every day. The money that you got thus far came from me in Washington, D.C.
From me. Oh, no, the taxpayers. It's not Maxine's money. You see the mentality here? You have that crowd in the street, and it was up to 450 people. They think they deserve a free house from people who work, and then Maxine is telling them, whatever money you did get came from me. Like, it's her money. And she shared her money with people who don't work.
The other way to interpret that is she has to fight for it in order to get a share. Because all the congresspeople want to grab all the money.
No, you know what? Congresspeople should be required by law to only refer to the taxpayers' money. You got money from me. You got money from all the people out there today who are working. That's right. The way it should be described. She should have said,
I got tax money. I got you tax money that I lobbied for.
I got you tax money that other people worked to pay. By the way, 450 people showed up. You know, I know people who run little businesses, and they say they put out a help wanted sign, help needed. Nobody shows up. Zero. No one applies for a job in many cases. Now, how is that? How is that when somebody puts out a help wanted sign, no one shows up? Somebody puts out, a bogus free apartment message, and there's 450 people.
Some of these people, A, are working, and the jobs you're talking about, I'm sure that person's not paying $50 an hour.
If you're working, if you're really working, you can afford a room somewhere. You could be living with other people. You could be living in one of those single-room occupancy buildings. There are very few people who are working and they don't have a roof. Very few. The way you get there is by not working.
The importance of the Section 8 vouchers is it does allow people to get into permanent homes. Oh. And that's why this crowd showed up on a rumor.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Which Maxine Waters had to deal with. You could hear how chaotic and angry.
Yeah, they're angry. And they're angry because they didn't get the free apartment.
We don't got no home.
And she told the El Segundo Times reporter, don't do the story. It's a bunch of rumors.
Don't do the story. Yeah. In other words, let's censor the truth and the reality. Let's censor the news. Don't run the video. Don't run the audio. Don't run the news story about 450 people demanding something for free rather than working and saving for it like everyone else who supplies the tax money for the program. So are they unlucky in life, or have they made really bad choices in life? Unlucky people who suffer sudden tragedies deserve help. People who make lots of bad choices.
The only group that was there was Homeless Outreach Program Integrated Care Service. They offered access to emergency temporary housing, an option almost no one accepted.
There you go. Okay, so did they really want housing?
I guess Section 8 is the gold.
Are they homeless? So are they homeless? They're being offered a place to stay. Maybe they're not homeless. Maybe they were just a crowd of people who want free stuff. You're right. Maybe they are working, and they're just a crowd that wanted free stuff.
Apparently, Waters eventually took a call from Washington, D.C., from the El Segundo Times, would only say that people just showed up on Thursday. They were confused. Mm-hmm. She contacted LASA after the first of the three events. We got more coming up.
Yeah, well, you know what? They created this entitlement mentality, her party, her politics. John and Ken Show, KFI.
No one should read.
I'm going to lick you.
We have Gavin Newsom, who's doing a great job. We have Eric Garcetti, Hilda Solis, Kevin DeLeon, Wendy Carrillo, because it is a team effort.
Governor Cuomo has become a national leader, garnering the nickname America's Governor.
And a very, very special thank you to our governor, no other than Gavin Newsom, because it is this partnership with Joe Biden that makes this come to reality.
You spoke to National Guard troops today in a stirring speech that, if I wasn't listening carefully, I thought you were sending soldiers off to war.
How many licks does it take?
I'm going to get to Jimmy Gomez in a second.
A good question. Let's find out.
Hey, you.
Yeah?
Yeah, you.
What?
It's time for your tongue bath.
No, no,
Rub-a-dub-dub.
No, Ken, put that back.
Mm-hmm.
Roll that in.
Does it feel good?
Oh, man, that's disgusting. John and Ken Show, John Cobalt and Ken Champeau, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. This is one of the greatest knob slobbering events in LA Times history.
Why does that keep coming up? What is that? That's the second time that's played. What is that? Who's doing that?
Some glitch in the system.
Okay. It played right before the tug bath. It just played again. What?
You know what? They're dismantling this whole place in 2 weeks. So
everything's falling apart?
Everything's falling, yeah. It's all going to go to hell. You're going to see.
Well, this is by a writer that wrote for the Times I'd never heard of, Miriam Powell.
It's
about Chesa Boudin, the San Francisco DA who's under a recall and probably will be removed from office. But yeah, it's quite the tongue bath. In case you don't know much about Chesa, he's got radical parents. His mother was a leader of the radical Weather Underground, had done 20 years to life for her role in an unarmed getaway driver in a 1981. Hold on. In a 1981 Brinks robbery near New York City that ended with three dead. Yeah, it's kind of a throwaway there. She was just an unarmed driver. Why did they put her away for 20 years to life?
It murdered two police officers and a Brinks guard.
This was awful.
And by the way, I just got to say something up front because this is a very, very long story.
Yes.
And nowhere in the story is the names of the three who died that were killed by this Weather Underground group. She drove the getaway car, and the father was one of the killers. And, you know, nowhere in the story from this Miriam Powell, but I went through the comments, and one of the readers actually said, here are the names of the victims. And the Brinks guard was Peter Page, and the Nyack police officers were Waverly Brown and Edward O'Grady. And between the three of them, they left behind nine children. Nine children lost their fathers.
And that's important to think about because the theme of this story is that poor Chesa lost his parents to prison.
Right.
And nine children. And he had to grow up with other people taking care of him. It isn't that tough.
And nine
and
children.
Yet, yes, you pointed out that nine children were left without parents they'll never see again.
But this deceptive, dishonest Miriam Powell and all her editors didn't put that in the story. It was just a Valentine to the struggles that Chesa Boudin had as a young child, complete with cute little pictures of him posing with mom and dad in prison.
Yes, it was a real family affair, reuniting the family of murderers.
Made me sick.
Then it goes on to talk about how he eventually got elected as the San Francisco district attorney. I like this part. I just got to scroll here and find it. Oh, yeah. This is in one paragraph. This is what he's trying to do. He was trying to disrupt the paradigm that divides the world into good victims and bad criminals, that equates locking people up with public safety, that measures success by convictions. He was trying to redefine success as interventions that healed victims and held criminals accountable, yet offered a path to redemption. That sums up the whole progressive philosophy that's really off the wall.
What soft-headed nonsense.
What do they call that again, where the two sides sit down and they figure out, you know, the victim and the criminal?
Restorative justice.
That's it. Restorative justice. That's what I was trying to think of.
It's complete nonsense. So he's tried it now for several years, and it's a complete, utter failure.
Right.
This is what I love. They've had their chance, and they failed terribly. And you're still going to have apologists like Miriam Powell writing this new age dribble fairy tale nonsense.
Yes, it talks about how in 1981, the mother, Kathy, dropped her 14-month-old son at the babysitter and joined his father, David Gilber, assigned to pick up members of the Black Liberation Army after they robbed a Brinks truck in a suburban mall. The plan went awry. Wow.
Triple murder.
That's the way to minimize it.
Triple murder. The plan went awry, according to Miriam.
Like they dropped
Powell.
The guns and the money. Oh, my gosh. Things have gone awry here. No. Black revolutionary shot and killed a Brinks guard and two police officers. Again, John's right. They're not named.
Right.
Then it goes on to talk about how Chesa was adopted by a couple of other radicals. This Bill Ayers. I've seen that name for years.
Well, he was Obama's buddy. He did fundraisers for Obama. Yeah.
That's what. But by junior high, years of therapy helped channel his rage and guilt into ambition and achievement. It was a very conscious decision. He just worked harder at everything than anybody did at everything he did. He was just good at it or not, whether he was good at it or not. He was an A student who read the most books, the multitasker who editorialized against the abolition of a free period, which he used to email family, eat, talk to teachers, get library books, make photocopies, attend club meetings. Wow, he was unbelievable.
How did the nine children whose dads were shot to death turn out?
He had a nickname, Shark, always moving or you die.
Isn't that cute? Isn't that sweet? Isn't it
Chester
wonderful?
Developed both a hard shell and an outspoken sense of injustice.
Right. It was an injustice that his two parents helped kill three people. That was an injustice that they went to jail.
Which he worked very hard at freeing them.
He should have been really angry with his parents. Instead, he's angry at the system, which had to incarcerate his parents because they would have killed more people.
Right.
I mean, if they weren't thrown in prison, what would have happened? This movement would have continued, and there would have been more deaths. You would have had more children who had dead fathers.
Boudin pointed to the capriciousness of a system that sent his mother to prison for 22 years and sentenced his father to life for the same crime. Wow. This is a huge tongue bath.
It's sick.
This is a tongue pool.
It made my stomach upset reading it. I was getting angrier and angrier. This didn't inform the public as to what really happened in that Brinks robbery, why the parents were put away. We were supposed to feel sorry and understand why he's come up with all these radical ideas. He's trying to avenge the unfair imprisonment of his parents. The imprisonment was completely correct. And they're both out now. They should have both died in jail. They should have gotten the death penalty. But there wasn't one in New York. That's what should have happened. And again, they killed three men, two cops and a Brinks guard who left behind three children each, nine children total. But Miriam Powell didn't find any room in her long, long, long story.
No, and now he faces a recall. The problems in San Francisco are all being thrown on him. Blah, 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 likening him to some kind of victim.
Yeah, he's the victim.
Unbelievable.
He's the victim because he let criminals out on the streets and the criminals are running rampant and people are fleeing San Francisco by the tens of thousands.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken Show. KFI. Dallas Green's hair is green tonight.
Is it? It's a little late for St. Patrick's.
It's kind of like the green you get. I don't know if you remember as a kid if
chlorine
would turn blonde hair green.
I wonder if he over-tinted. Sometimes that can come out bizarre colors, like some men have purple hair, blue hair.
I thought maybe it was the green screen effect, but no, that's his hair color.
Another sign of aging.
Did your hair go green as you get older?
No, but I think if you continually color it and tint it,
right,
it can come out bizarre colors.
Yeah.
We just talked about.
Something went wrong.
Such the expression of blue hair.
That's right.
Some elderly women who continually dye and
sometimes you've got some kind of element in your hair which doesn't react well to the dye.
Right. Mm. There was a big development in the Oscar slap story. The Academy of Motion Pictures today announced that Will Smith was asked to leave the Oscar ceremony but refused to do so. And that's it. And they're considering disciplinary proceedings against him.
Still. Well, if they wanted to, they could have sent some big, burly, bald-headed security guys.
Yes, it was a commercial break, and they could have. Right.
They could have had him removed. They could have just picked him up and carried him out. By the way, you know what's going around on the internet is Will Smith from 30 years ago on Arsenio Hall's show, where he suddenly starts making fun of one of the guys in the band.
Yes, because he was bald.
Who had a shiny head? Yes.
I know. Well, 30 years ago, and it wasn't his wife, so.
But bald people are always been a target.
Right.
That's a tradition.
Here's a story for you.
What?
Mr. Eye in the Sky. If you live in parts of far northern California, guess what you might be able to see tonight?
What?
The Northern Lights.
Oh, really?
How rare is that?
Why didn't somebody tell me?
Well, I saw the story this afternoon.
Oh,
too late for you to...
It's too late for me to get there. Really, in Northern Lights.
Yeah, forecasts indicate it's possible for parts of Northern California to see auroral activity from the Northern Lights early tonight into tomorrow morning after a strong solar eruption headed directly toward Earth at a speed of, see if you can comprehend this, approximately 1.88 million miles per hour. That's pretty fast, isn't it? Is that faster than high-speed rail?
Almost.
Typically, this color phenomenon can only be seen in the Arctic and the Antarctic regions.
Yeah, this is
the planet's magnetic poles.
This is way off course here.
Yeah, I went to Iceland, but I was there the wrong time of year. I was there in the summer, or it was August, yeah. But they said if you come in the winter, some people come and they get a pretty good view. But I'm like, well, is it 10 degrees here? Minus 5?
That's one of the things I want to see before I expire. I want to see the Northern Lights.
To use the worn-out expression, your bucket list?
I can't stand that term.
Do you have a bucket list?
No, I have a bucket, but I don't have a list.
Well, I have a list, but I don't have a bucket.
And I filled my bucket, so.
With what? The lights occur when electrically charged particles, including plasma, but mostly hydrogen and helium, stream outward from the sun to generate solar wind. So that's the effect. The wind interacts with the Earth's magnetic field, which then acts as a shield to deflect those particles and protect us inside. But as some of the plasma gets trapped in the magnetic field, it has the potential to travel down through the poles, interact with the Earth's atmosphere, producing light known as the auroras.
Oh, it's so...
If you've seen the pictures, it's really cool.
It'll cover the whole horizon, and it's bright green and bright blue.
Yes, I'm looking at a nice green picture from Fairbanks.
Yeah, there's a lot of green in this.
Oh, you know, I'm going to Alaska too this year, but I think I'm going the wrong time of year to see this. It looks like it's another winter phenomenon. There's a picture from January 8th, 2017, 10 miles west of Fairbanks. But it looks like that's when it's more visible in that part of the world.
It's actually over much of the northern part of the country.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at... I hate websites that jump around. They draw a line all the way from New England, dipping into Pennsylvania, Ohio, Illinois, through the Midwest, and then up through Iowa, North Dakota, Idaho, Oregon, mm-hmm. Washington.
Yeah, it says here you're probably going to have to be within 50 to 100 miles of the California-Oregon border. You're not going to see it like in the Bay Area. It's far up northern California.
Right.
Which I always tell people, you wouldn't believe how much more California there is after the Bay Area. It keeps going. People don't realize that. They think, oh, it's the Bay Area, the Central California is L.A. and San Diego, and that's it.
No, it's a long ride. Hey, we've got Conway here.
Hey, now. Hey, we've got a really cool guy coming in, a guy named Greg O'Brien. He's involved with this documentary called Have You Heard About Greg? And this Greg O'Brien was diagnosed with early onset Alzheimer's at age 59. And so it's we usually don't have a lot of guys and gals on from the from the world of documentaries, but
so he made a documentary on this.
Well, you'll have to see, big documentary.
Okay,
you'll have to hear.
Yeah, well,
no, I can sit and wait.
At 7:05.
No, John can sit and wait.
7:05 on the phone though, so you'll just be looking at a phone.
I'll be hearing again.
looking at a phone.
Bruce Willis is stepping away from his acting career with aphasia, right?
Aphasia?
Yeah, I've never even heard of it, but it sounds horrible. But somebody should put him in, one last movie. You know, I mean, he could just sit there, right?
He's made.
Well, he's got a bunch of movies in the bank that'll be
coming
out.
He made eight movies this year.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he makes
been very busy. He didn't
all these like cheap action movies that I don't know where they end up.
They're pretty bad.
Really?
I guess they go to the streaming services.
All right.
But they probably pay millions of dollars.
So. I'm sure they do. Sometimes he's one of those actors I joke about. It's like, oh, here's Bruce Willis again. He's making another movie.
You notice that his current wife, who's looks a little younger than him, I'm just saying. But she looks exactly like Demi Moore, you know? He's got that
some guys have a look that they get stuck on.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And
right.
It's pretty much the same woman over and over
again. You know, I jinxed him yesterday.
How'd you jinx him?
This happens every now and then. I was listening to a song on the car radio, the Staple Singers, Respect Yourself, and I said to the person next to me, do you know another big TV movie star remade this song into a top 10 hit years later? They're like, what? Who? Bruce Willis.
Wow. You know what? I heard the Bruce Willis version this weekend.
Oh, you did hear it?
Yeah, okay. I was listening to
1987.
I was listening to a countdown and it came up.
Is that right?
Oh. Yeah, so that was a sign. It was a sign something bad was going to happen.
Version of Respect Yourself.
Yeah. Leave me out of your car conversations.
No, I won't jinx you. Right. You know that Conway fella?
Get out of here. I need all the help I can, man.
Would you really notice if you started going downhill?
I started.
Would you notice?
I already started, man. I really do. I look in there half the time, and I'm thinking, God almighty, what is that guy's name? Crozier, right?
That's blank out.
I've got the same issue.
Yeah, but at least yours is easier. It's the same name as your wife.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, but if she has a substitute in there.
Oh, you're over.
I'm hopeless.
You're done.
The real tragedy is, you see, you're likely to remember Crozier, but it's the short-term memory that gets you. That really is a problem as you get older.
Oh, yeah. No,
you're not going to remember what you did 5 minutes ago.
I think it's a problem now. You know. Anyway, we got a guy named Greg O'Brien coming on tonight.
He said that already.
What?
Couch makes a noise.
No, I got it too.
We love it. Ding dong.
Okay.
Ding dong. Did I say that or did John Ken say that?
Let's turn out the lights.
The lights are dimming. KFI, KOSD, HD2, Los Angeles, Orange County, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.